hold of Mike and asked if he would be playing today. And he said yes, so I said, would you like to choose one of the favourite hymns to play? And he immediately chose Make Me a Channel, which is number 5 on our list. And perhaps, being a Franciscan, I might have chosen that one as well if I was doing it myself. For most people think this is a Franciscan prayer. Well, in some ways it is, and in some ways it isn't, because it actually was not written by Saint Francis. It's been attributed to him because it's the sort of prayer Francis would have written. There are certain prayers written by the Franciscan brothers, especially Brother Giles, who was one of the Franciscans who was a friend of Saint Francis in his little group. And Giles actually wrote something very similar, but not the same. It wasn't this hymn that we've had today. It wasn't the prayer that this hymn is based on. And if you did look in your books, it does say the name of the writer, which I can't remember. I'll have a look. So it was actually written, the hymn, by Sebastian Temple, and he's put copyright 1967, Franciscan Communications. But the Franciscans have never said that this is a prayer of Saint Francis. It was never found in his writings, and it actually wasn't found until 1912, when it was first printed in Paris in French. But one of the things that the Franciscans have said, and why they do include it in their own prayers, is that what it expresses is the spirituality and the life of Saint Francis himself. It is a hymn that speaks of how to live one's life in a sacrificial way. It's one in which we are called to live out the virtues born of the fruit of the Spirit that helps others to live in this world in a way that it is of benefit to them. I remember reading a book once, and it was called The Upside Down Kingdom, and it was about the life of Jesus Christ and how all that he did seemed to go against the ways of this world. And Saint Francis, when he became a follower of Jesus, he became a follower who knew what it meant to live a life of sacrifice. He was totally devoted to Jesus Christ, completely in love with him and all that he stood for. So all these prayers speak so much of Christ and the world in which we live today. But in such a way, especially the prayers, to help us to think about the way that we live our lives. As well as being printed in 1912 in French, in 1920, an actual French Franciscan priest printed it on the back of an image of Saint Francis. But on that prayer, he didn't say who it was written by. People just presumed, because the picture on the front was one of Saint Francis feeding the birds, that this was indeed a prayer of Saint Francis. And I have a little copy of that prayer and the picture here that I bought when I was in Assisi. It's printed by the printers of the Basilica. And it has that prayer on the back. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And right there, in that first line, we notice that there is something different to the words that we had in the hymn. In the hymn, it says, Lord, make me a channel of your peace. But to me, that sounds very passive. It sounds as though we're just a channel that God can do his work through. In some ways, that's true, because it's the Holy Spirit who gives us the gifts to be able to live such a life as this. But in saying, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, to me that sounds more active. We are being called to actively demonstrate and live out this prayer, to live out the message of the gospel. And later on, it says, where there is hatred, let me sow love. In order to sow something, you have to have it there with you. You have to have the seed, that seed of love. So to sow love, it must be something which is already in us. And when we are born of the Spirit, we have all these attributes at our disposal. In the hymn and in the prayer, it speaks about love, pardon, faith, hope, light and joy, the harvest of righteousness. Rather than the negativity, is what could be described as the opposites of these attributes: hatred, injury, doubt, despair, darkness, and sadness. Life for us, as we live it in the power of the Spirit, is supposed to bring to others those gifts in order that the fruits that we have may be shared with others, that they too might bear fruit. Fruit for the kingdom of heaven. Fruit that brings light and life to all. In the hymn, the next part is the chorus. And in that chorus, it reflects the nature of a divine master. And we are called, or we are calling, that he would help us to seek not to be consoled, as to console. There again, seeking is an active thing. We need to keep following the way of Christ, looking to Christ and others who reflect what it means to live the life as Christ, that we too might be more concerned about others and how they feel, rather than looking for our own consolation. We serve a compassionate God, a passionate God who knew what it was to truly love and gave us that gift of love to be true lovers of others. And in the last part of the hymn and the prayer, it says, for it is giving, it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying to self that we are born to eternal life. This is what Jesus Christ demonstrated on the cross. He was willing to die for the sake of each and every one of us. And he calls us to die to ourselves and to live for Christ and his kingdom. In many ways, it's an easy hymn to sing and to remember. It's certainly one that's been used very often to bring encouragement to others. At the end of the Second World War, Senator Albert Hawkes and Cardinal Francis Spellman actually distributed millions of copies of this prayer during World War II and afterwards. They knew the comfort that this prayer could bring, but also in it give a message that even in our dire times, we are to seek to love and to serve. So may we, when we sing the hymn or read the prayer, remember that it's asking you to do an awful lot. And think about whether you are going to be one who is willing to walk the extra mile. In Jesus' name, amen.